Blog Talk Radio.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My topic today is trusting God for yourself. And basically, for the past few months, I have been going through a situation which has been really testing my faith, and I even had to catch myself not even realizing that I was constantly talking about it, constantly thinking about it. I mean, it was even in my dreams, and I didn't realize that I was full of worry, and my husband really kind of pointed it out, and then even my mom. But something my husband said to me and really got to me, and he says, you know, I don't understand what's wrong with you. You're a person of prayer. You pray. He goes, you got to trust God. You got to have faith in God. Stop. You know, he's going to supply all your need. Why are you worrying about it? And I had to realize I was full of worry. And I would constantly bring the topic up in conversation, just worrying, like, God, you know, what's going to happen? You know, I wonder why they didn't like me, or I wonder why I wasn't chosen or whatever, but I had to really have to live by faith, and that's what God wants us to do. You know, we trust God. We have to have faith in God in everything that we do, and I was so grateful to my husband for just pointing that out to me, because I didn't realize that I was full of worry. I mean, the Bible says to us that in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And that's Matthew 21:22. That, I mean, all we have to do is pray and have faith in him. He gave us so many promises. God said, I mean, the Bible says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And even 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So what we see, and even what man sees, is not what God has planned for us. I mean, God, the power of God is so much stronger than what we can do. And a lot of times we try to solve things on our own accord. We try to do things our way, and we try to go forth and do things our way, but we have to just trust God, because a lot of times we try to do things, we mess it up trying to do it, and I believe that I even did that. I tried to, like, put my best foot forward, and I just kind of overdid things, and I blew it. And so I just had to really, and I still have to really continue to trust him in everything that I do. Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. And that's a scripture that just keeps coming to me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, it's not what we can even fathom or what we can even think of how it will be fixed. So we have to put everything, this, our situations, our burdens, our sicknesses, even if we're trying to find a job, we just got to lay it at the altar and let God take care of it. I mean, one thing that I always think, I was saying to someone the other day, that it's funny how we can pray and we pray and we pray for others. We pray for their healing. We pray that they can get jobs. We pray for them to be under the protection of God. And then when it comes down to ourselves and comes down to our own healing or things that we need, we begin to, like, become afraid and we begin to worry, just like I did. We begin to worry. And I said to the person, I said, you know what? Just like how we trust God for other people, we have to trust God for ourselves. God can do anything, and he will do anything for his children. He loves us that much. He loves us. You know, he laid down his life for us. Another scripture that says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I think I already said that. But it's something that we have to remember. And that one is Mark 11:24. We have to remember. We have to remember when we pray to believe, receive, and know by faith we shall have these things. Without wavering our faith, trust God, lay it at his feet, put it in his hands. And I'm just going to pray about that today, that if there's anything that you've been praying for, anything that you've kind of been doubting or worrying about, you know, just to lay it at the feet of God, knowing that he will supply each and every need, that he will help you in your time of trouble, that he will be there in your sickness and your pain, that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for all things. I thank you for everyone that's here today listening. I thank you, Lord, for their lives. I thank you, Lord, for just keeping them under the hedge of your protection. And I just lift them up right now, Lord. I lift them up. I lift up their needs, Lord. Every need today, Lord, I lift up to you. Those who need healing, God, maybe they're in pain, Lord, I pray for their healing today. I pray right now that every sickness and disease be cast out right now in Jesus' name. That there'll be a peace that comes over every person's body. Complete healing right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, those, God, who are having problems in their spine, Lord, I pray right now that you go in and set the spine straight, Lord. Those, God, Lord Jesus, who are fighting illnesses of the mind, Lord, I speak peace into their minds right now, Lord. Fix every situation, Lord. I pray for those who are in car accidents and have serious injuries right now, Lord. I pray that you go in and touch their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Every injury that they may have, if they're laying in the hospital or in their bed right now, Lord, that you begin to touch them right now in Jesus' name. Supernatural healing right now in Jesus' name. We know that by your blood, by the stripes of your blood, that we are healed, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those that need jobs, God, Lord. I pray, O God, that you would give them favor on every interview, O God. Open up the doors, O God, for them, O God. Open up doors that may have been shut before, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and begin to make a way out of no way. Lord, give them favor in the interviewer's eyes, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask even that you touch every person's finances, oh God. Bless them, oh God, that their bills will be paid, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every single bill will be paid, Lord, for their homes, oh God, car notes, oh God, for their food, oh God, to put on their table to feed children, oh God. Lord, make a way out of no way, Lord. And Lord, I pray, oh God, that in every situation, Lord, that you would teach us to trust you in every situation and not doubt, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that the trying of our faith worketh patience. So we are believing, God, and trusting you in everything that we go through, oh God. We are trusting you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, oh God, and your mercy, oh God, that you show to us day in and day out, Lord. We just thank you, God. We thank you, God, because even when we didn't deserve, you continue to be there for us. You continue to supply each and every need, Lord. I pray for those overseas, God, those missionaries, those elders, those pastors overseas, God, that are going forth into every nation preaching the gospel. I pray for their protection, oh God. I pray for their supplies, oh God, that they would need, oh God, to go in and preach the gospel to the people, Lord, and to help the people that they are serving, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those, God, who have been a calling on their life and ministry, oh God, over the nations, oh God. Lord, that as they go forth to do what you have them to do, oh God, that you would protect them and keep them, oh God. Strengthen their faith, oh God. Strengthen their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, for every single person listening, God, strengthen them, keep them, oh God. Keep them strong, oh God. Keep their faith strong, oh God. Help them and let them know that they can trust you in everything and anything that they do, oh God. All their needs, oh God, that they can trust you and they don't have to worry. They don't have to doubt because you, oh God, because of their faith in you, that there is no other like you, oh God. And let them know that you love them. You love them. You love them. And we thank you, God, for your love. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your righteousness, your holiness, oh God. We thank you, God. And help us, oh God, to continue to live in faith, oh God, because even your word says the just shall live by faith. So help us to continue to live in faith, to trust you always, no matter what, everything that we do. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, God, we give you the glory and the honor. And I praise you for every person, every soul that's listening. And if there's someone listening that seeks to know you more, God, Lord, prick their hearts right now, Lord. Prick their hearts. Let them know your presence, oh God. As they open up their heart to you, oh God. For those who want to know you more, God, to open up their hearts, to know more of you, to read your word more, as they read your word, Lord, that they would begin to see your heart and your face and your kingdom and your glory and how wonderful and marvelous you are. And I just thank you for everyone listening right now. Thank you, God. I praise you, God, and I give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.